ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 1, Chapter entitled, The Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone. Verse 4 and 5, the verses are together. On the board we have verse number 4, so we'll recite verse 4. Shri Rishi Ruvacha Sadhu Prishtam Maharaja हरेश चरितम अद्भुतम यद भागवत महात्मयम भगवद भक्ति वर्धनम। श्री ऋषि उवाच साधु पृष्ठम महाराज हरेश चरितम अद्भुतम यद भागवत महात्मयम भगवद भक्ति वर्धनम। श्री ऋषि उवाच साधु पृष्ठम महाराज हरेश चरितम अद्भुतम यद भागवत महात्मयम भगवद भक्ति वर्धनम। ऋषि उवाच साधु प्रेष्ठम महाराजम चरितम अद्भुतम यद भागवत महात्मयम भगवद भक्ति वर्धनम। श्री ऋषि उवाच साधु प्रेष्ठम महाराज हरेश चरितम अद्भुतम यद भागवत महात्मयम भगवत भक्ति वर्धनम। श्री ऋषि उवाच साधु प्रेष्ठम महाराज हरेश चरितम अद्भुतम भागवत महात्मयम भगवद भक्ति वर्धनम। श्री ऋषि उवाच साधु प्रेष्ठ महाराज हरेश चरितम अद्भुतम यद भागवत महात्मयम भगवद भक्ति वर्धनम। माताजी। श्री ऋषि उवाच साधु प्रेष्ठम महाराज हरेश चरितम अद्भुतम यद भागवत महात्मयम भगवद भक्ति वर्धनम। माताजी। श्री ऋषि उवाच साधु प्रेष्ठम महाराज हरेश चरितम अद्भुतम यद भागवत महात्मयम भगवद भक्ति वर्धनम। सो देर आर टू श्लोकस सो सेकेंड फिफ्थ वर्स आई विल जस्ट रिसाइट। गीयते परमं पुण्यं ऋषिभिः नारदादिभिः नत्वा कृष्णाय मुनये कथयिष्यसे हरे कथाम। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। श्री ऋषि उवाच द सेज श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड साधु एक्सलेंट पृष्ठम इंक्वायरी महाराज ओ ग्रेट किंग हरे है of the Supreme Lord Hari, Charitam, activities. Adbhutam, wonderful. Yat, from which? Bhagavata, of the Lord's devotee, Prahlad. Mahatmayam, the glories. Bhagavad Bhakti, devotion to the Lord. Vardhanam, increasing. Giyate, is sung. Paramam, foremost. Punyam, pious. Rishibhi, by the sages. Narada Adibhi, headed by Sri Narada Muni. Natva, after offering obeisances. Krishnaya, to Krishna Dwaipanya Vyasa. Munaye, the great sage. Kathayushye, I shall narrate. Hare, of Hari. Katham, the topics. Translation. The great sage Shukadeva Goswami said, "My dear king, you have put before me an excellent question. Discourses concerning the activities of the Lord, in which the glories of his devotees are also found, are extremely pleasing to devotees. Such wonderful topics always counteract the miseries of the materialistic way of life. Therefore, great sages like Narada always speak upon Srimad Bhagavatam because it gives one the facility to hear and chant about the wonderful activities of the Lord. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Srila Vyasadeva and then begin describing topics concerning the activities of the Lord Hari." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, Shukadeva Goswami offers his respectful obeisances Krishnaya Munaye, which means to Krishna Dwaipanya Vyas. One must first offer one's respectful obeisances to one's spiritual master. Shukadeva Goswami's spiritual master is his father, Vyasadeva, and therefore he first offers his respectful obeisances to Krishna Dwaipanya Vyasa and then begins describing topics of Lord Hari. Whenever there is an opportunity to hear about the transcendental activities of the Lord, we must take it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends Kirtaniya Sada Hari. One should always engage in Krishna Katha by chanting and talking about Krishna and hearing about Him. That is the only occupation of a Krishna conscious person. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitam Sha Nama Om Vishnabadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminite Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatanine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratushena He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radhakanta Namastute Tapt Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So the exalted topic about Srimad Bhagavatam. So I seek blessings of all the Vaishnavas so that we can discuss something about this great topic. And very exalted verse also, in which the glorification about hearing and glorifying, hearing about the Lord glories and speaking about the Lord's glories is explained. So we saw this canto started with three questions of Parikshit Maharaj. In the last 3 days we had discussion. And today is Shukdev Goswami speaking. Now this is not the first time when Parikshit Maharaj is asking question. He has been asking questions continuously throughout. And Shukdev Goswami has replied similar answer every time. Like in the first canto when Parikshit Maharaj puts question, so Shukdev Goswami replies that your question is very glorious. He says, Varya Neshate Prashna Krita Loka Hitam Nripa Atmavit Sammatta Pumsan Shrota Vyadishu Yapra. Which says, my dear king, your question is glorious because it is very beneficial to all kinds of people. The answer to this question is a prime subject matter for hearing and is approved by all the transcendentalists. Now here again, Parikshit Maharaj puts questions. And similar, when after the fifth canto ends and Shukadeva Goswami describes 28 different kinds of hellish planets, then also Parikshit Maharaj is putting the question. So inquiry is so powerful. And here, Shukadeva Goswami says, Sadhu Prishtam Maharaja. Sadhu, which means excellent. What is excellent? Prishtam. Your inquiry is excellent. Why? Because it is related to Hare's Charitam Adbhutam. It is related to Hari, and whose Charita or whose glories are Adbhuta, wonderful. What it does? Bhagavad Bhakti Vardhanam. It increases, Vardhan increases what? Bhagavad Bhakti. So first, Shukadeva Goswami is glorifying the question, and that shows the importance of asking questions. And Srila Prabhupada always used to inspire devotees to ask questions. And similarly, when Mother Devahuti, Lord Kapila is explaining, so Mother Devahuti also says that, my dear Lord, please also describe in detail both for me and for people in general the continual process of birth and death, for by hearing of such calamities we may become detached from the activities of this material world. So again, one person is asking and another is replying. So we see disciples asking and Guru is replying. And here also, and in this verse, in the third canto, Srila Prabhupada says how, Shri 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 Radha Rasa Bihari Bhagavan Ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki. Srila Prabhupada says how a devotee is never selfish and never thinks about himself only. He always thinks whatever a devotee does, it will be auspicious for him and for all the people around him. So these questions, even Arjuna, when he inquired from Krishna, this inquiry was not for Arjuna. He was put into that Yogamaya illusion. And the answer given by Krishna, or the explanation given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, we see how till date it is delivering people. So many people become influenced by Bhagavad Gita. Two, three days back, Anirudh Surpro was telling me that, see, the power of Gita. We distribute Gita and people you know, at the signal, and people purchase. And those people, they have come to do Abhishek of Lord Ramchandra Ram Navami. So just by one Gita, they connected so much to the movement that they are doing Abhishekam for the Lord. There's a power of inquiry Arjuna did for every one of us. So in this, Srila Prabhupada talks about, Sukadeva Goswami also talks about hearing and glorifying. So we'll talk about hearing. What is the importance of hearing given in the scriptures? We have five senses, knowledge acquiring senses. But stress has been given on hearing because ears are the receivers of sound vibration. And only through ears we can hear the sound vibration from bona fide source and become free from this material entanglement. Lord Kapila explains how this entire creation has come from sound. Sound is the first element which comes in existence, in the material creation. And for us also, for the jiva, he got entangled by material sound. Jiva becomes entangled in this material universe by material sound, and the spiritual sound, the same sound, spiritual sound vibration will be the cause of his disentanglement or liberation. That is the power of sound described by Lord Kapila. And Srila Prabhupada goes on to say that sound is the origin of all material possession, and sound can also dissolve the existence. By hearing, we can make proper use of what we possess. Even whatever material or spiritual we have, how to utilize that, we don't know. So by hearing from bona fide source, we will understand how to utilize. And Srila Prabhupada gives in purport, in this third canto, the example of building the buildings, you know, constructions. He said, there is cement, there is stone, there are materials available. But when the contractors or the person, they hear, then only they are able to make the building. So whatever we have in our possession, we can best utilize it when we hear. Now spiritual sound vibration, when it goes into ear, how it affects even our material circumstances. So we see example of Arjun. Sri Prabhupada writes, Arjun, very heavy he writes, Arjun was a gross materialist in the bodily conception of life and was suffering from bodily concept very acutely. That is not Arjun, that is we. Here only name of Arjuna, but it is the jiva, the conditioned soul, who is gross materialist. But simply by hearing, Prabhupada says, simply by hearing the message of Gita, he became Krishna conscious. And how it affected? Now, Arjuna's problem was not that whether I am a soul, I am body, that was later. But his problem was, I don't want to fight. It was a materialistic problem. The problem came about his duty, which is as per Varnashram, which is material. And in the entire Bhagavad Gita, we don't find anywhere Krishna teaching Arjuna how to shoot arrows, or whom to kill first, whom to target, which eventually in the next 17 days, Krishna will guide him. Where should Arjuna go? And whom should he fight with? But earlier in Bhagavad Gita discourse, we never see anything. It's only the spiritual subject matter being discussed. Talking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, about the jiva, about the relationships, sambandh gyan, and what to do, that means abhidya, and ultimately what should be the goal of life, sarva dharman parityajya, prayojan. So Bhagavad Gita is speaking only spiritual subject. But what Krishna, what Arjuna says, nashta moho smritir labdva. Now my illusion is gone. And what I have got? Smriti. Now here what is Arjuna meaning to say, that now I know how to fight and I can fight? Arjuna is not talking about that. He is saying, now Smritir Labdhva. Again, I have been reinstalled by your mercy in my original constitutional position. Arjun was distracted from his constitutional position. He forgot. And we see, when constitutional position is shaken, our occupational position also get distracted. That is why even people are not materially, even materially people are not happy. And that was Varana Ashram all about. Every section, every Varana, every ashram, people were connected through spiritual sound vibration. And they were going with their duties. Now people have, you know, in the name of so-called modern advancement, they left this sound vibration. So they are not even materially happy. What to talk about spiritual happiness? So one, what is the solution? Why Srila Prabhupada says Bhagavad Gita is the solution or Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the solution? Because the spiritual sound vibration we see, which goes in the ears, cleanses the heart. Otherwise Arjuna would have not said this verse, Nashta Moho Smritir Labdhva. This spiritual sound vibration will help us to again revive our constitutional position. And when, once we are established in that position, we will perform. Both constitutional and occupation will be taken care. And the root cause is sound vibration. So that is why so much importance in the scriptures is given on hearing. About hearing this transcendental subject matter. So Prabhupada writes that how, just give your ears, that means attentive hearing and reading. Reading also is hearing. Attentive reading and hearing will solve all our problems. Now many times it's difficult for people to understand that how, that when we tell them that you chant Hare Krishna and be happy, the question comes, how? Even in initial stage this question was for me, how? But just by chanting Hare Krishna I can be happy. Then this shloka from Bhagavad Gita clarified that doubt. And then we have so many examples and stories that how a son is lost. And when he's trying to, you know, he's not even able to eat his food because he don't have money. But when someone connects him to his father, and then he is well taken care of. So that is the importance. We hear a lot about celebrities. Now suppose there are many fans, you know, like recently this cricket or sports or Bollywood. So many people are fans of so many celebrities. And they keep hearing about them, reading about them. There are many people, you know, they want to see who is the biggest fan. So they have all the information about the celebrity. Even that person may not know this information. Sometimes he may also forget. But people, their followers will remember. But when they study about them, and they do a thorough research on their personality, on their life, do they know that these people, my followers, are doing so much for me? Do they even know? Because this is material. Now when we study about Krishna, when we know about Krishna, does Krishna knows that we are doing research on him? And Krishna does not claim copyrights, that you cannot do research on me without my permission. Rather, when someone is sincere, trying to read and understand about Krishna, and Krishna helps him to understand this knowledge. So when we get attracted to Krishna by hearing, then Krishna gets attracted towards us. To us. Example we see. In the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, we hear this narration that how Narad Muni intentionally goes to the darbar of Rukmani Devi's father, Bhishmaka. And he glorifies Krishna, knowing well that Rukmani is hearing. So Rukmani Devi just heard about Krishna. She never saw Krishna. Krishna never saw Rukmani. And he, Krishna that time was in Hastinapur. It is mentioned. So then when Rukmani heard about Krishna, instantly that love developed for Krishna. She became attracted to Krishna. And then she wrote a letter through a Brahmin to Krishna, expressing her feelings. That time it is mentioned that Krishna knew that Brahmana is coming to Dwarka. He started from Hastinapur fast so that he can reach Dwarka at time. And then Brahmana came. And that attracted Krishna towards Rukmani ji. What was the start? Rukmani heard about Krishna's quality from Narada Muni. And she became attracted without even seeing. People say in 10th canto, all these, you know, love affairs and stories, they are like mundane. How this is mundane? Just by hearing about a person, he gets attracted. One person gets. And Krishna is also attracted. He is reciprocating. That is what happens when we hear about this transcendental subject matter. We become attracted to Krishna, and in turn, Krishna becomes attracted to us. So this is the process. But we see that even after hearing so much importance, sometimes, you know, especially I'll take my case, that still that impact is not there. Hearing doesn't go and reaches the heart. Srila Prabhupada in one lecture he says, don't hear like hogs. That means sitting in class and when going out of class forgets everything. Srila Prabhupada speaks. So I see that that's true, at least in my case. That we forget. And that is why we are not able to remember Krishna. And Krishna is busy his own pastimes. So there are certain reasons given by different acharyas that why, what is lacking. First, it comes as material conception. The tendency that who is the speaker? Oh, this fellow is the speaker. Oh, he has come from this country, he will talk about this subject matter. Oh, he is from India, he will talk about this. His style of speaking is like this. So, okay. So we have already judged. We have already judged the person, the speaker, that means a barrier has been put. So the words will not go enter inside. Already we have put a barrier. How the words will go? It will filter through. Another barrier. We have our own preconceived notion about the subject matter. And we expect someone to speak on that like he is expecting. That means we are not hearing with a simple and open heart. Whatever comes, I'll accept. This is what Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. It is a simple heart. Hearing requires simple heart. And then the message will go deep. He also says, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says that when we are hearing, we must lock all the material conceptions. Just hearing Bhagavatam or reading Bhagavatam. So these material conceptions coming in between filters the message. And we are not able to receive it properly. We use mobile, everyone uses mobile. In mobile there are three things. One, the transmitter. Another, network, and third, the receiver. Now transmitter is our great acharyas. Purpose of Srila Prabhupada. They are transmitting this message of Krishna. And network is very powerful. Wherever you go, you can chant, you can read. Network is available everywhere. But still, we see success is not there. Why? Is the problem with transmitter? Parampara is perfect. Network is very powerful. So where is the problem? Problem has to be with the receiver only. Otherwise, why every different devotee will get different results? Why different devotees will get different? Some devotees, they progress very fast, chanting same mantra, attending same Bhagavatam. Some devotees, they take little more time, some they take little more time. Message is same. That means the capacity of the receiving person is different. And the more barriers which come in between, he'll not be able to hear it. Heart will not open. Hearing means it's not just sound vibration going in the ears. Hearing means the sound vibration should reach our heart. If heart is not open, how it will reach? I remember in school, one of our physics professor, he used to, you know, because students will always forget. He will say that, you know, your skull, your khopri is like this. So whatever goes, it falls out. You have to make it invert so that you can hold whatever is being taught. And similarly, when we open the heart, when we have that submissive attitude, we can hold. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashtena sevaya. Inquiry is there, but submissive attitude. And result will be, if the inquiry is there and attitude is submissive, result will be service. That proves a simple formula. If the result is not coming, that means there is some problem. Hearing is not a sentimental thing. Hearing is not emotional. Hearing is a science. It's tattva. So if it is science, it has a formula and it should give the same result every time. So that is where the effect changes. Another barrier which comes is people say, you know, outside sometimes people say, Krishna is my favorite God. As if there are 10,000 gods and Krishna is one among them. First misconception. Krishna is my favorite God. Why? Because he does Ras Leela. And I like to hear about that pastime. And we have heard enough from Prabhupada talking about how people directly jump. We know that case when Prabhupada went to Chennai and that person wanted to hear Ras Leela. People directly jump. Many a times, like in fourth canto, Prithu Maharaj, fourth canto it comes. Prabhupada says the activities at the end of this Prithu Maharaj section, the activities describing about all the incarnations is non-different from activity of Ras. Even though Krishna says it is my favorite, but still Prabhupada is writing that these are same. And then in one Bhagavad Gita lecture he says that the activities, the description of Ras Leela and description of Kurukshetra, the battle is non-different. But people filter. Sometimes hearing becomes manoranjan, entertainment, spiritual entertainment. Let me put some good katha, some good lecture. That becomes manoranjan. Rather, hearing should be manomanjan. Man ka manjan hona chahiye na, not man ka ranjan. It should not be manoranjan, it should be manomanjan. It should clean the mind, clean the heart. That is not happening. We are just having spiritual entertainment. Just hearing, I like this katha very much. वो कथा से बोर हो गए, पुट सम फिलोसफी लेक्चर्स, नाउ वी विल हियर सम तत्व, इट्स बोरिंग, पुट सम डिफरेंट थिंग. इवन दो प्रॉपर सेड एट वन टाइम दैट इफ यू आर इफ यू रीड वन बुक एंड इफ यू से ओके नाउ सफिशियंट, अभी पढ़ लिया, अभी चेंज करना है, देन यू गो टू अदर बुक. बट इन चैतन्य चरितामृत टीचिंग्स टू लॉर्ड टीचिंग्स बाय लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु टू सनातन गोस्वामी देयर इज मेंशन दैट व्हेन यू स्टार्ट वन बुक यू फिनिश दैट, अंडरस्टैंड दैट एंड देन गो टू अनदर. व्हाई? बिकॉज दैट विल हेल्प टू कंट्रोल माइंड. सी प्रॉब्लम इज माइंड, प्रॉब्लम इज नॉट एनीवेयर एल्स. माइंड इज सो फिकल, इट डज नॉट स्टे एट वन सब्जेक्ट मैटर, एंड स्पेशली दैट सब्जेक्ट मैटर इज ट्रांसेंडेंटल, इट विल नॉट स्टे ओनली. After some time it will, okay, let us, all our Prabhupada books, all our scriptures, let us go to some other book. So that will become Manoranjan. One more barrier mentioned is, hearing is, Shravanam is a service. It is one of the Anga of Bhakti. And Bhakti comes from a root word, Bhaja. Bhaja means service. And that is why bhakti is translated as devotional service. Because the root dhatu, bhaja, means service. Bhajan does not mean only singing. It is service I am doing for the Lord. So similarly, hearing is one of the anga of bhakti. And it has to be done in the mood of service. And not in the mood of enjoyment. We are enjoying this. So then we will become the enjoyer and nothing will go inside. Again it will filter. And there may be, we don't have much time, there may be so many barriers which we put. Different permutations, combinations can be there. Depending on different circumstances and different living entities. So we filter through. I saw one devotee, he was reading Bhagavatam. I said, okay, I will Prabhu also read with you. So we started reading together from one book. And by the time I finished two paragraphs, he finished two pages. I said, how fast? You're reading so fast, how? It is so wonderful. You can finish Bhagavatam in 1 month. He said, no, no. See, there is a method which I have learned. It is called skipping or skimming. Which we use in material world. Sometime to skip them. So he thinks, okay, I'm just skipping, finding out important words, important message and take and go ahead. That means the words which Srila Prabhupada has spoken, that every, even one person reads one word, one line, one paragraph, even one word of Bhagavatam, he will be delivered. That is diluted. So we should not dilute the message. This is another barrier. Okay, there may be some purpose. Someone wants to give some class, he wants to prepare reading. That is okay. He is looking for some points to speak in the class. But not every time when we are reading, we should skip. Then we will skip some verses, then we will skip some chapters, and then we will skip entire Bhagavatam. Krishna is all sweet, no? We cannot skip some part of Krishna. So this tendency, this again becomes one barrier. Time is getting away. What is the solution for this? The first and the foremost solution given by Acharya is hear from bona fide authority. We discussed that the barrier is we hear with closed heart. So we have to open the heart and hearing should be from bona fide authority. Even with barriers that will have some effect. Because the sound vibration coming from that bona fide source will have certain effect. Like I remember Indradumna Maharaj, last year he was giving a lecture on Nityananda Tirudashi here in Juhu. And he said, in whichever way you chant Harinam, it will have effect. But then Harinam is coming again and again, again and again, your tongue, that will purify you. But then there are benefits of attentive chanting and chanting after initiation, because that mantra now we have properly received from spiritual master. That has different, so there are different levels or different layers of understanding. So then that will have a different effect. We know the story when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur tells, one marriage party in Bengal was going and they wanted to cross the river. So they hired a boat in the night and they told the boatman, we want to go. So what was the problem? We know all this story, that everyone was sitting in the boatman entire night, he's rowing the boat. In the morning they wake up, they're the same place. They're at same place. Why? The problem is the anchor was put down. It was not lifted. That means the material attachments. And that is why different people, they grow in a different pace in spiritual life. Another solution we can say is hearing with the proper attitude. Service attitude. Okay, sometimes we may not, you know, we may see, okay, who is giving, what is giving. Even with that consideration, at least one consideration should come in mind, that Prabhupada has told us to attend Bhagavatam. So is not that sufficient as a service to our founder Acharya? And all the spiritual masters telling the same message. So even if with that mood we sit and hear and we read, we'll get purified. That is service. Then there is Shravanam and then Mananam and then Nididhyasam. After hearing or reading, we should contemplate. And especially, see in our life, practical day to day, how that is applicable in my life. How that verse or that point or that topic is concerned with my life. And how it can be utilized. Definitely we'll get many, many points which will have impact in our day to day life. Even from Bhagavatam. And that is what Bhagavatam or Vedic literatures are living. They are not dead matter. They are not just words. Then we see Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says hearing every moment. All the time you hear. And he goes to the extent saying that even if someone is tying his dhoti and there is Bhagavatam, you should leave your dhoti and go for Bhagavatam. He sees so emphatically telling and stressing so much on this point of hearing. That may not be done exactly, but hearing, the taste for hearing is mentioned. And then the taste will come. And people say after 10 years also, after 15 years also, the taste for reading Bhagavatam has not come. What is the level of nishtha which comes after anartha nivritti? Nishtha means, Prabhupada keeps in numbers, 75% of the heart cleaned. When we come at the level of nishtha, 75% anarthas are cleaned. 25% remaining, which will go up to the top level. And how do we know if we are at that level? Shivram Maharaj writes in an article, he says, if leaving everything, we can just sit and chant, just sit and hear Bhagavatam or read Bhagavatam. Even in any situation, if we have the determination to read Bhagavatam, hear Bhagavatam and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that means we are till that level at nishtha. Nishtha means determination. So we have to show that determination. It's not we'll just reach there. So cleansing and also showing our determination, we will come to that level. And then actually ruchi and asakti and taste will develop. If determination is not there, then taste will not come. Many devotees have different determination in different fields. Someone may like chanting, someone may like kirtan, someone may like reading, and we see that they have taste for that activity. Otherwise, how is it possible that people will go and doing kirtan for hours and hours and hours if there is no taste? So that has to be cultivated. And then we'll reach that level when we'll be continuously hearing. And that will give benefit. That's what Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, today's purport. Whenever there is an opportunity to hear about transcendental activities of the Lord, we must take it. Kirtanya Sadahari. And that Kirtanya Sadahari is the stage of Nishtha. Same thing is mentioned here. One should always engage in Krishna Katha by chanting and talking about Krishna and hearing about Him. This is the only occupation of a Krishna conscious person. One devotee, you know, tells that how even Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, we read in his biography, that he told that if one brahmachari sits in one corner of the universe and chants Hare Krishna, it will purify the entire universe. And this is one devotee asking question and one devotee speaking. See the power. So here he says that if one reads and hears Bhagavatam attentively and sincerely, all the preaching he wants to do or the big projects he wants to do, everything will manifest. What did Prabhupada do? After New York temple opened, Prabhupada went to San Francisco, and after that Prabhupada actually never, you know, did a grounding thing. Then his disciples took over. Basically after New York everything was done. Even San Francisco Prabhupada went when it was already there, temple was manifested. And then he went to Canada. And everywhere he sent disciples. What he was doing? He was reading, hearing. He was translating so that we can read and hear. I mean, so many problems were happening in Jew in 1975 with the land. Prabhupada, whenever the problem will come, if he is giving Bhagavatam, he is giving Bhagavatam. He is not disturbed. So if we have that faith by reading and by hearing Bhagavatam, everything will manifest for us. Whatever is destined, whatever Krishna wants to give, then he'll give. It's like if we have some instrument, someone may be a surgeon and he's working in an instrument. And if that instrument is not working, if that is working, you know, in a reverse way, you want to put a scalpel on the patient's body and the scalpel is working on your body, who wants that kind of instrument? So why will Krishna give us anything, any success that if we get success, Krishna knows if we get success, we'll become proud and we will proclaim that I am now Supreme Lord, like Pandrak. So then we are not instruments. So that will help. So just by hearing and reading is mentioned that we will achieve that. So we see a lot of glories about hearing, and even though there is one more topic about spiritual master, but we touched only one point. So if there any comment or question, we can take. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the nice class. Toji, here in the when in the word to word Prabhupada is mentioning Bhagavatam means of the Lord's devotee Prahlad. So like why is that coming? Because Prabhupada does not mention that in the translation also. Why is the mention of Prahlad there?
Why Prabhupada mentioned Prahlad, I exactly don't know, but I could assume because this is where the Prahlad Charita is about to start. Because it's not, many a time this word has been used, devotees of the Lord in entire Bhagavatam. But here only Prabhupada writes in bracket, and there too in bracket he writes Prahlad. So maybe it's just a start about Prahlad, and remembering that, so Prabhupada writes it. That's what my understanding is. Yes.
Roji is asking, requesting to ask one more question. Like you mentioned about when the disciple gets the mantra from the spiritual master, from the Hare Krishna mantra during initiation, so then after that he makes more advancement because he has received it in the parampara. So the question is, in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is mentioned that there is no requirement of purashcharya or initiation when it comes to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It is...
Yeah, so it's a long and not a straight topic, as we know. That's why I said, Indradhuma Maharaj said, and he replied. Similarly, one devotee asked that question to Maharaj. So Maharaj said, yes, you can have without initiation mantra and you can go to Vaikuntha, but you will not get Krishna Prem, which is only after initiation. You can go to Vaikuntha also, he said. But Krishna Prem will not be there. That's what he replied. Here, Prabhuji, yes.
Hari Bhav. Very nice class, Prabhu. One question comes to mind based on what you had mentioned and what he had about the level of advancement one achieves, one especially when gets initiated into Harinam and attentive chanting, etc. What happens if, and this has happened in the movement in the past, so that's why I bring this up. It's a question that a lot of people have sometimes been asking. What happens if the person or the devotee who's taken initiation from a particular spiritual master, and if that spiritual master has somehow or the other blooped or fallen down, then what happens to that devotee and his chanting?
Last year, we attended this leads program, and in that same question was coming again and again, because many leaders from all over India were talking. So it was what GBC says, what I can say, that spiritual master has connected the jiva to the parampara. And if by some misfortune something happens, his connection remains with the parampara. The mercy is now, the connection is there, the mercy is flowing. That he will have no effect in that way. And even he may or may not, at his own will, may accept a new spiritual master. And not required also, as per GBC guidelines. You see. So that's what I heard and read, I remember.
Thank you so much for clarifying, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Okay, one question there. Okay, after this. Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Mataji has one question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for putting across such simple things so beautifully. While you said that hearing from a bona fide person is very essential, and you gave us the example of Rukmini hearing from Narad Muni, Ravan also heard from, Ravan had never seen Sita, but he heard from people, he had so many wives, but he heard that she was so beautiful and lusty desires came to his mind. What I want to ask is, there's such a subtle line of difference between hearing the right thing and the wrong thing and how things could go wrong. So how does one really gauge that? It could be bona fide, but yet there's no surety per se, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's what we discuss. Hearing with the bhoga vritti and seva vritti. Ravan, hearing about Sita, was with the bhoga vritti. Even before hearing, he was proclaiming he is the supreme controller. And when he heard about the beauty of Mother Sita, that was bhoga vritti. It was not seva vritti. When Rukmani heard, even though Ravan was told by Vibhishan so many times good instructions, but the barriers were there. You see, we were talking about the barriers, so many barriers. He was not ready to hear anyone. Even Lord Ramchandra said, Ravan, now everything has been destroyed from your side. I will still leave you. He didn't hear. Because his ears, even though externally they were open, but heart was closed. So many barriers he has put. And Rukmani ji, when she was hearing from Narad Muni, there was no barrier. The simple and open heart she heard. So the effect is again dependent on the receiver's end. There's no problem with the transmitter's end. If transmitter was bona fide and both, so many times Kamsa was instructed by Narada Muni. Hiranyakashipu was instructed by Prahlad. Prahlad is a bona fide acharya. Hiranyakashipu was instructed by him. He didn't hear. Because when a person comes in that rage of false ego, that he is the controller, he will not hear anyone. And that is why even understanding so much philosophy, we know that, you know, we have seen in previous cantos how Hiranyakashipu is actually giving solace and speaking about soul and body concept to his mother and to sister-in-law when Hiranyaksh was killed. So he had that philosophy. Even many a time we may know philosophy, but that philosophy will not come into action if there is a rage of envy and false ego. That will not come into action. We'll forget. Maya aparata jnana. That is applicable even for sadhakas, not only for non-devotees. The knowledge will be taken away. And that purification will not take place.
Thank you, Praji.
Yes, last question.
Prabhu Hare Krishna, don't you think it is better to remain in material world with Krishna Prem rather than go to Vaikuntha without Krishna Prem?
Yes. We cannot compare. It's an individual's choice. A devotee who is purified, he can go anywhere, it is said. Doesn't matter. Wherever. Why in material world on other three planets? Even in hellish planets he can go. So we cannot compare, it's individual choice.
Suppose a devotee reaches Vaikuntha without Krishna Prem, from there also can he get Krishna Prem afterwards?
It's not that we are talking when Krishna Prem, Vaikuntha, he goes and he sees Vishnu and he's like, you know, nothing is happening, he's indifferent, audasin to Vishnu. No, but that we are talking about the Krishna Madhurya Prem. He's talking about that. That rasa is Vatsala Bhav, which is not in Vaikuntha. So that he was talking.
Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Hare Krishna. I'll make a comment on this. It is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami that desire to satisfy our senses, sense gratification, is lust. Desire to satisfy our senses is lust. And desire to satisfy the senses of the Lord, Krishna, is a prema. Desire to satisfy the senses of Lord Krishna is a prema.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.